Globalization's Dual Power, Robert J. Samuelson. At the edge of a new century, globalization is a double-edged sword, a powerful vehicle that raises economic growth, spreads new technology, and raises living standards in rich and poor countries alike, but also an immensely controversial process that assaults national sovereignty, erodes local culture and tradition, and threatens economic and social instability. A daunting question of the 21st century is whether nations will control this great upheaval or whether it will come to control them. In some respects, globalization is merely a trendy word for an old process. What we call the market is simply the joining of buyers and sellers, producers and consumers, and savers and investors. Economic history consists largely of the story of the market's expansion, from farm to town, from region to nation, and from nation to nation. In the 20th century, the Depression and two world wars retarded the market's growth. But after World War II ended, it re-accelerated, driven by political pressures and better technology. The Cold War from the late 1940s through the 1980s caused the United States to champion trade liberalization and economic growth as a way of combating communism. A succession of major trade negotiations reduced average tariffs in industrialized countries to about 5% in 1990 from about 40% in 1946.